Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Many countries will find it hard to avoid a recession in the coming months, according to the World Bank, which yesterday delivered one of its bleakest assessments of the global economy in years, warning that growth is expected to slump from 5.7% in 2021 to just 2.9% in 2022. And this follows on from a Sunday Independent Ireland Thinks opinion poll at the weekend, which showed a large majority of Irish people believe that there is a financial crash coming in the next 12 months. 70% expect a recession. I want to take a closer look at all of this, and I'm joined on the line by Richard Curran, presenter of The Business here on RT Radio 1 and columnist with the Irish and Sunday Independent newspapers. Richard, it's nice to talk to you despite the subject matter.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Claire, that a lot of people are very concerned about, and there are so many things to be concerned about at the moment. So unfortunately, we have to talk about these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
and
it's
people
just,
need to plot a course.
It's striking, really, that 70% of us here in Ireland think that there is a recession coming, and it's coming fast within the next 12 months.
Yeah, I think that one of the difficulties we have in Ireland is that because we had such a monumental, spectacular property exchequer banking crash in living memory and not that long ago, when you say to people in a conversation, you know, I think there might be a recession, or do you think there's going to be a recession, what goes on in their brain? And what goes on in their brain is a kind of a revisit to that time. That time was probably a, you know, once in a 50, 60 year event. And we could well have a recession that is not pleasant and is very difficult for people, but is not as bad as that. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to sort of differentiate a little bit between those things. I also think that the World Bank warning did, for me, it was talking about a lot of countries will struggle to escape a recession. And a recession is technically two quarters of shrinkage, economic growth going into reverse for two quarters. But what troubled me more was they said that they expected that there would be subdued growth throughout the 2020s, and this is only 2022. Now, they didn't say a recession throughout the 2020s, but subdued growth. And in other words, we might have higher inflation and higher cost of living generally globally, and lower than normal levels of growth with that. And that's a real negative assessment.
So back to the 70s.
Yeah, well, one of the things they actually mentioned the 70s in the context of the World Bank thing, they said that if the economy slows right down to the levels they think it will, that would be a more rapid slowdown or fall off in economic growth than was experienced between 1976 and 79. But from an Irish context, we have to say, what are we like going into this downturn, and which may be a recession or may not be a recession? I think it will be a recession, but I think that we're not in such a bad place. We came out of COVID probably in a much better position economically than we could have imagined. We found ourselves in a global pandemic, and we were selling pharmaceuticals, IT, and food. We probably couldn't have been in a better position in terms of the things we sell around the world to try and ride that out as best we could. But on the back of that, at the beginning of 2022, when I spoke to businesses, small businesses, large businesses, they were all getting ready to ramp up their spending, ramp up their investment, and roll out for a massive big economic year in 2022 until Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. So what we're probably seeing is it's taking time. Businesses have planned ahead based on a certain level of revenue and performance in 2022. And that's why we're seeing a lot of employment growth. Jobs are up. We're employing more people in the economy than we were before the pandemic. But I do think that is going to start to see that in the months ahead.
And we hear about the pent-up demand, and people have lots of savings. Now, the cost of living crisis means that money is being used to pay the bills. Are we likely to see a change, though, in demand once that money runs out?
Yeah, I think we've already seen a lot of people who are getting ready to spend that money beginning to say, oh, hang on a minute, I don't know if I will. Many of them still have that money. You know, they still are sitting on, you know, quite good savings. But they're probably saying, I'm not sure with all this uncertainty that I really want to spend that money. You could argue, Claire, that that's why they have it, because they're so astute about these things. Mm. They don't just blow it when they have it. So a lot of that money is still there. But I do think that, you know, we are going to see some of the impact. So, for example, if you look at the headline economic growth figures in Ireland in the first quarter of this year, they were quite strong. GDP was strong. This other measure that the government uses, modified domestic demand, was strong. But within that, we were starting to see personal spending not really was down a little bit. We're seeing consumer spending was 6% higher than it was before the pandemic. But a lot of that is because of inflation. And if you actually strip that out, it's probably about 2% lower than it was. So we're going to start to see some of those impacts, I think, in some ways. But overall, it's really, really, really depends on the energy price and what happens in energy markets oil and gas.
We might talk a little bit about that. It is very hard to predict, but we know that the situation in Ukraine isn't going to be solved anytime soon. But we're all watching to see what Russia is going to do next in response to any further sanctions.
Yeah, and the difference between us trying to manage very, very expensive energy costs and oil and gas costs as a society and as an economy is different to trying to manage there not being enough oil and gas and actual gas rationing. And if you get into that situation and that scenario, which in a way is really dictated by what happens with Vladimir Putin, it's almost down to one man in a way. That's a really difficult one to discern. But I think the best way to look at it is, if you look at the dependence of all these European countries on Russian gas and oil, they've clearly stated, regardless of whether there's a ceasefire or a settlement, they want to move away from that. How are they going to get from that level of dependency? Italy, 40% of its gas comes from Russia. Austria, 80% of its gas. Germany, 55% of its gas in 2021. How do they get from that level of dependency to not being dependent on it without an enormous amount of financial pain?
They can't.
And I think that will carry costs for us. They can't do that. So I think that's probably what Micheál Martin was referring to last week when he talked about very challenging times ahead. I think he's probably looking at the data and what he's hearing about all of that in terms of the scenarios. And that's really the one for us, that if that goes wrong and you get a situation where Vladimir Putin turns off the tap and you get into a fuel rationing situation, that's when things get really, really serious.
You mentioned the last recession that we experienced here, and you know the reason why we are frozen in fear when we hear the word recession is because of what we experienced then. And I just thinking back now as I sit here, I remember I was working in Dublin City Centre at the time, and I swear in my mind's eye I can see tumbleweed floating down Grafton Street. Probably not true, but we were almost at that point. So what does it look like now in 2022, 2023 if we see a recession in Ireland?
Yeah, I think if it's a recession rather than, you know, fuel and gas rationing, that kind of a huge shock, you're probably looking at a slowdown in economic growth. We may well see some contraction in economic growth. We will see less job creation. We will see people having less disposable income. The government will find itself in a very difficult situation politically to try and deal with, you know, inflation and rising costs and lowering real incomes for many people, but possibly not for all. I mean, that's the other side of it. We do have a lot of very well-paid jobs. We have a lot of people who have the ability to buy houses and want to buy houses, and we don't have enough houses for them. So I'm not so sure that we'll see a massive property shock type situation, but things will just get tougher. The other more longer-term one that's a bit tricky is that a lot of people running very large investment houses and people who understand about these financial markets very well are saying that it looks like the benefits of globalization that we've enjoyed internationally for the last 20, 30 years are coming to an end. And Ireland has benefited enormously from that globalization process. And if there's a fundamental shift now where companies bring their supply chains closer to home, they look more closely at where they get stuff made, their supply chains, and then you get tariffs and you get protectionism, that would undermine our business model longer term. But hopefully we're not going to see that.
Yeah, but we have huge reliance on corporation tax, which comes in at how much last year? Over 15 billion?
Yeah, over 15 billion. And it really began to take off after about 2015, 2016. And if you were to look at our long-term typical average take for corporation tax and the amount of money we've taken in above that, it's probably running at 20, 24 billion euro at this stage since about 2015, 2016. So you'd have to wonder, looking back, if that money is not really, if we can't really rely on it, and it accounted for one fifth of all the tax that we took in last year, if there's a dent in that, we really have to wean ourselves off that. And you'd also have to question, what did we get or what did we do with that 20 or 24 billion euro bounce that we got since 2016? Where is the money? Now, I know some of it has gone into, you know, schools, education. It's gone into giving, you know, preschool years for people and things like that. But that's not necessarily the best way to manage money that is not certain into the future.
Richard, our nerves are shot, but thank you very much. Richard Curran, presenter of The Business and columnist with the Irish Independent and Sunday Independent. Talking about money next again, because voluntary contributions, crested uniforms, school trips, the holidays are about to start, but we're going to look at the costs facing parents for the year ahead. That's coming up.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.